Welcome back.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Temper Tangent Podcast. I'm Jason Richardson, and I'm here with Isaac Hennepin.
Hello, that's me.
And today, we have a special guest. We have my good buddy, good pal, friend, bro man, Jordan Stark, otherwise known as Turkey Farmer. Jordan is
just right off the cuff, otherwise known as Turkey Farmer.
Yes.
There's no context with that. People just go around and it's like, oh, that's Turkey Farmer.
That's Turkey Farmer, yes.
Oh, that's so funny.
We'll get to some introductions here and get everyone on the same page as to who Turkey Farmer is. But yeah, Jordan Stark, he's a movie buff. He's a Twitch streamer, gamer, all-around good guy, solid dude. And what's up, Jordan?
How's it going, everyone?
It's going good. So you want to enlighten us on the whole turkey stuff?
Turkey yeah. Stuff.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. So I got started back last year during the COVID thing. You know, everything was going downhill, and I had a lot of time in the apartment to start feeling like what I need to do to improve myself, to like get myself out there. And so I started looking into Twitch streaming, and you know, I requested my buddy. I said, hey, can you hook me up with like a turkey head or something, like a mascot, you know? And so we went from there, and he's like my tailor now. So,
oh, okay, you know, nice.
My personal tailor. So,
it's like I don't know if you've watched like Invincible recently. Have you watched Invincible?
Are you talking about the one with Mark Wahlberg?
No. It's an animated thing. But when you said you have a tailor, it reminds me of like a superhero that has that designated tailor for their custom uniforms and everything like that.
Yeah, you got someone making your superhero costume.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, it's kind
of
like that.
So why Turkey Farmer specifically, though? I mean, I think it's awesome. It's hilarious and it's very unique. But like, what made you think of Turkey Farmer?
It actually was given to me from a group of friends in college.
Okay.
We started a college group on campus focused on League of Legends, and it also grew into like Age of Empires. We played some like throwback games.
Classic games. Yeah.
And so one time I'm a big troll, you know, you'll see that on stream.
Yeah.
I like to troll people. And so I was trolling my group of friends, capturing all these like turkeys in Age of Empires. And I just grouped up together, sat in a corner of a map, and made them look for me for like 3-4 hours. So. and they almost quit the game, but they found me and they're like, look, I found the turkey farmer. He's sitting over here, and they just catapulted me.
That is awesome. Nice. Okay. Yeah. So the name stuck ever since.
Yeah. Ever since
then. A legend was born.
It was born. Nice.
And now you have a Twitch identity, and hey, it seems like pretty recently people have caught on, and it seems the whole turkey farmer thing has become like this thing. Do you want to tell us how you kind of blew up recently?
So back in June, I was streaming a lot of just single-player games. I was doing some Warzone.
Yeah.
I was growing very slowly, honestly. And most Twitchers go through this. They grow slowly for a while, and then they catch their break. And so my break was a little bit bigger than everybody else's. I was playing Warzone in the morning, you know, right before work, streaming a little bit. And I ran into this guy named LuchiTV. And this guy is like, he's like on a level with, just right below, I would say, like, you know, probably 15 behind Tim the Tap Man.
Okay.
That kind of level.
Yeah, heard
you know, he's big in Warzone. He's a big TikTok video creator. He's also getting to YouTube too as well. So he's got a big following. And so what happened was we were in solos, well, like random lobby.
Yeah.
In Warzone. And I didn't know his name. Like I saw LuchiTV and I was like, what's this? LuchiTV.
what a loser. Nothing close to Turkey Farmer.
Because you know there's like a lot of people out there that put TTV right behind their name so they can get people to like plug in.
Right.
I was like, LuchiTV. I'm not really big with the whole Stritch scene other than Nick Merckx and Tim the Tatman and a few others. So I was like, LuchiTV. Whoever this guy is, he's going to have a fun time with us because we're going to be like gobbling over here, you know, and doing some weird, like, you know. So we got in a random game with him and we were just talking back and forth. I think it was me and my friend BC, we were talking about, well, I wasn't talking about it, but BC was talking about furniture upholstery. And I just met
what a
BC.
Riveting topic.
I met BC through just like random lobbies, you know, that's how most of my friends come through and they play with me. is random lobbies, and I think if they're cool, and then I'm, you know, I invite them or send them, yeah, you know, a friend invite. And so we got in a game with Lucci, and I was like, who's this guy? I don't even know who he is. And suddenly, like, follow after follow started happening, and on his stream, he was telling everybody, guys, go follow this guy. Just drop a major follow bomb on this guy. Just go over there.
Dang.
Make his day. We're going to make his week. And then from there, I made him laugh because I heard him go, I got you, Turkey. I got you. And I was like, oh, man, what's going on? I was, like, freaking out. You know how you get that where you're like, something exciting happens and your skin starts, like,
yes,
you know, like tingly?
Yeah, and you're,
and
like,
so
like,
I can't
adrenaline.
Control. I couldn't, like, focus at all.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm, like, dying, of course, because I can't focus. And so I'm making a fool of myself on stream. But it was so great because he made a TikTok video out of it. And
I saw that.
I said some funny things on it. And it made him laugh. He's like, I got to go check this out. I got to see what's going on over there because you guys all are freaking out because they were going over there and seeing me throw on a turkey head and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he made a TikTok video and it went viral.
That's
870,000 views as
nice.
Of right now. And I think it's got over 100,000 likes. So jeez. It's pretty big right now.
That's what, awesome, dude. I mean,
what I would give to have our music have 800,000 views.
Dude, yeah. I mean, those are levels.
Gosh.
Those are levels we have not reached. And kind of similar to you, like during the pandemic, you know, you said you had this idea of wanting to kind of put yourself out there. Why not do something fun and kind of utilize the internet? I mean, that's essentially why Isaac and I decided to do a podcast, which is kind of like, hey, why not?
Yeah.
Like, we sit around and have these same conversations, so why not put a mic in front of our faces and just put it on the internet?
We think they're funny, so I mean...
Yeah, and we make it like casual and stuff, and like, and it's just fun to do, and I'm sure you have a blast streaming, whether you have two people viewing you or like 500 people viewing you. Like, it's just fun to do, right?
Yeah, like at the beginning, it was like just two people, and it was super fun. Like,
yeah.
And I wasn't even worried about like viewership at
right.
that point.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of just, honestly, I just shut it off. I would just not even like mm-hmm. look at it, so then I would get discouraged, so... Mm. I would just shut it off and just, you know, have a fun time with it,
yeah.
you know, and just be crazy on stream and do whatever, you know, do hot shot, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. hot sauce shot. And so I did one of those after I hit 5,000 followers.
Wow.
Would you shoot? Like, what kind of hot sauce?
We're was, hot like, sauce connoisseurs.
It was Tabasco sauce.
Nice.
And it was, I forget what the brand was. Some guy dared me. He's my biggest, he's actually my biggest contribution. He's growing as well right now. So it's kind of cool to see him grow as well, but he's like my biggest supporter. So he told me, go find this hot shot, you know, hot sauce shot. And so I went looking for it and I couldn't find it cause I went to a gas station, stupid me, of course. And so I was making a TikTok and I'm like, oh, hopefully this will suffice, you know, hopefully this will be the replacement for it. And so we did a hot sauce shot on stream and there's that video up there as well. It's me getting hiccups for about 5 minutes and I can't like breathe pretty much, but it's, yeah, that's great.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
So you mentioned something, and I've been wanting to talk about this. We've brought up TikTok a few times in our podcast and a lot of the times it is kind of bashing it, how it's created kind of like this 5 second culture, you know, but also at the same time, we had this conversation a couple of days ago with Jason and I. TikTok is a door to stardom. Like if, and you said you were like a lot of Twitchers go through a thing where they get their break. A lot of people get their breaks through TikTok. And I think it's absolutely wild how mm-hmm. TikTok has such a hold on what's popular and what's not. And it's like if you don't have a TikTok facet or somebody who puts you on TikTok, you're not going to be that successful as someone
yep.
who does do stuff on TikTok.
Isn't there like in their ad campaigns for the app, don't they say something like this is where culture starts or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I kind of look that up real quick. It's very interesting. So like even in their own branding, they're saying that like culture trends start with us, TikTok.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. I mean, yeah. I'm glad that you're utilizing it kind of in parallel with your Twitch channel. To kind of like just up more content. That's awesome.
No, it's a really good tool. And I honestly wish that I had the skill of using it.
Yeah. When I started using TikTok, I actually started using it just to send out my stream times. So when I started doing that, I would just wear the turkey head, you know, I would sometimes, I don't know. I would have you ever watched Vine when Vine was
around? Oh, okay, yeah.
So Vine is an inspiration or gave inspiration to TikTok. I honestly believe that because there was a space that needed to be filled.
Oh, yeah.
And so what TikTok did was they allowed people to express themselves in a little bit and you could swipe. So it's really quick videos. And what I did was just I put myself out there. I would do some crazy stuff, you know, once in a while, like swing a lightsaber on stream. People are like, what the heck is a turkey guy? You know, a guy wearing a turkey mask with a lightsaber. What the heck is this? I got to go check this out. And so you really need to pay, you know, people only have like 15 seconds of, you know, they either really like what they see or they really get bored. So you have to like really hit it on the dot and you don't know what's trending at the time. You know, your video could be trending for like 5 minutes and then suddenly somebody else posts something that's better. Or stuff like that.
That brings up a good point. So you mentioned that people have like 5 to 15 seconds with that kind of stuff, and people lose their interest really quickly. And that especially for music, that's also why we have like 2-minute 30 songs and 3-minute songs. Anything past that, people are get bored. How does that translate to streaming?
It's the same way when I work in video. I've been working in video for like 10 years. When you create something, you have to create it so that it grabs their attention and keeps it and holds it.
Yeah.
And you have to also be likable. That's the big thing on Twitch is you have to be likable. You have to be engaging with your viewership. Mm-hmm. I've watched a ton of videos on YouTube about this. And, you know, there's a lot of people that copy each other and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like they take each other's content and they just kind of like twist it a little bit.
That's the music industry.
And so that's what it is. And you just got to take advantage of it. Yeah. You have to be the first one to do that. So,
yeah, I think we're going to change our podcast to the Turkey Hoarder. Sorry, Jordan. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and take your mascot idea.
No, we're the chicken hoarders.
Yeah.
Hoarders,
you're the chicken farmer. We're the turkey farmer. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? I actually went on to somebody else's stream that was in Lucci's like group of followers and he was recommended to me, and I was like, oh, I don't know. This guy's named Goat. I'm not going to say the rest because I don't want to, you know, give him too much advertisement. But
oh, no.
But his name's the Goat, and he wears a goat head on stream. And when I was watching him, he's like, dude, I watched your stream. I wear a goat head now. And I support somebody else that also wears like a what is it? He wears like one of those like doctor masks, like
the witch doctor,
like a plague doctor.
That's what it is. So he wears a plague doctor on stream as well. So now I've kind of like inspired a little bit of.
What have you started?
I started like a hat trend. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
isn't that how Anonymous started? Everybody started putting on masks.
I mean, you know. Exactly to your point, that's what happens. I mean, since you caught like a break, people are going to be like, oh, if I do what he did, maybe I could catch a break. But like what they probably won't be able to replicate is your personality, just what you do and also how you play games. So yeah, people could copy you any day, but they can't be you. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So you mentioned that, you know, you do film stuff and videography. We could transition to that because I know you're a huge movie buff as well. And we love movies here on the Tipper Tangent. So we could start diving into some of your favorite movies or something.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in the bro genre?
The bro genre?
Stupid question.
No. Okay. Let me give you some preface. A couple of episodes ago, I talked about how there is a genre of movies that's not completely like out there. It's kind of like an described genre, but it's specifically...
It's not even a real genre.
No, it is a genre in my book.
You just made it up.
It's specifically for the bros.
Are we talking like 22 Jump Street or something like that?
No, okay, now...
Yeah, we're talking about like Mortal Kombat and Godzilla. And,
Like where the guys can just get together, hang out with each other and watch the movie, and it's kind of geared towards that because, you know, like it's not... The female brain doesn't find it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I saw Mortal Kombat, honestly. I didn't really enjoy it like 100%. I did like the fight scenes, but there was parts where I'm like, oh honey, this is my favorite character, and then he, you know, drops an f-bomb and then I have to be like, oh no, he's not my favorite character anymore.
Gotta close your kids' ears.
Yeah, you know, like Stella runs in and she just is like, oh, this person's chopping this person up right now, and I'm like, oh, gotta pause it. Yeah,
for reference, everyone, Madagascar. Stella is Jordan's daughter. How old is she?
She's three.
So. Yep. His three-year-old daughter. And before we start jumping into movies, there was something I was going to say. So you mentioned, like, to be popular in facets of media and on the internet, you need to be a likable person. Well, I just want to throw back to our last podcast where Isaac was nothing but a total absolute jerk and one of the most unlikable people ever.
Hey, man, sometimes you catch me on a bad day. It's just, hey, I'm a great guy sometimes. You just got to...
I mean, you basically made fun of everyone who listens to this podcast.
Hey, man, you know, we got to keep our listeners on their toes.
Well, there's
all five of them.
There's two types of people on Twitch. There's people that are likable and there's people that are good at what they do. Lucci is like that in between. He's like really good at what he does, but he's also somewhat likable. Sometimes he comes off as like a jerk, but it's more like, he's got to deal with so much crap that there's like, he has to be a jerk kind of, you know, he has to kind of, he's got to be kind of like, you know, strong with his community and not put up with crap. So,
right.
Me on the other hand, I'm just like, I like everybody. If I see somebody in the chat that's like giving me issues, I'll just be like, dude, I'm family friendly. Don't say that. Dude, I'm family friendly. Don't say that. And then it's a ban. So,
yeah. You know. Okay. That makes me feel really, really guilty for something that I do. So one of the best nights I have, and I've done this with a few of my friends, or I guess they're friends. They're mainly acquaintances. But what we do, we get together. Like, I've only done this like 3 times. So I'm sorry. I've abused some people in the Twitch community. But we get together, you know, after like a nice meal. We get, you know, like a couple beers or something. And we get on Twitch and we try to find someone who's playing, what is it, Quiplash?
Quiplash.
Or one of the Jackbox games. Okay. Is it Quiplash?
Yeah, I think it's Quiplash.
Or one of the Jackbox games. Honestly, the name is escaping me right now. But we get on there and we try to find the one who has the least amount of viewers so we could get into the game. And we basically try to get kicked as fast as we can.
With our answers,
Yeah, and like granted, it was mainly the people I was with, but they would automatically just go to the raunchiest, like terrible things to get them to kick us off. But I'm sorry, I feel guilty now that I'm talking to you.
That's totally fine. I have a couple of people that come on and they always drop the like Candace jokes, or if you know what those are. I'm not going to say it am I okay to say it on?
I mean, we're a clean podcast, but
oh, well then it's
just give it reference.
No, you can go ahead and say it if it's better.
So it's like, you know, like squirrels they like to eat.
Oh, okay.
So they basically say, "Have you seen Candace?" And I go, "Candace, who?" And they go, "Candy's squirrel, you know, nuts fit in your mouth or whatever, you know."
So Candy's nuts fit in your mouth? Is that what
Yeah.
That's a stupid joke.
That's hilarious. So I freaking love that.
Why do they say that?
So I have like 5 people who do that all the time, and they have different ones. And they do it just to get an arousal of, you know, get you like riled up on stream or get you laughing on stream. Or try to be like the center of attention, because they want to be the center of attention. That's the thing about the chat, is that there's some people that are good at just being chat members and supporting the stream and, you know, just cheering you on or whatever, giving you hype. And then there's those ones that are trying to make a statement and go, "Hey, look at me," without self-promoting. Mm. I'm going to do a Candace joke.
Interesting.
So,
interesting.
Okay, I mean, that joke's funny. If someone were to say that in the stream, I would probably be like, "Oh,
good one, man."
But that's funny. But if they keep like trying to take it away from the stream, then it's like, dude, like, you're just in a chat. Like, this is my stream. Like,
yeah, I'll call out one of the guys. His name is Jimmy Lotz. And
okay, Jimmy.
One time, Jimmy came on and said the Candace joke, and then another guy came on, just like he entered the room and did the same Candace joke. And I'm like, we just got done with this Candace joke. Can we just move on? You know, and it takes you away from your audience. It takes you away from the game. So it's just like, it's annoying. Yeah. So
trolls are always annoying.
I had to drop a temp ban on him. So
dang. You know. Okay. But. Wow. Well, dang. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I did a little I did a little tangent there. But
it's good, because I actually thought of this question. Okay, so I was talking to Jason about this yesterday morning while we were making our Saturday breakfast. As a parent and also a Twitcher.
Twitcher?
A Twitcher.
is that what y'all are called? Twitchers?
Twitchies? I don't think I Twitch on stream, but...
No. Okay, well, you're a streamer, so...
Yes, the word is streamer, not Twitcher.
Does Stella gravitate towards wanting to do what you do and play video games?
So when I used to stream in the morning, and I still do sometimes, like from time to time, she would wake up at like 7 o'clock and then come into the room, and she would be in my streams, and you know, she'd be in the background, and she now will come up to me and grab the turkey head and throw it on, and people love it, and then they go, "Oh my gosh, it's a little gobbler."
You know, a little gobbler.
And she gobbles, you know, in the turkey head. It's funny.
That's awesome.
But I don't know if she'll ever get to a level where she wants to do that.
Right. Right.
She hasn't played a video game yet, and that's the step up is really, right. You know, I mean, you don't have to be a video game player, but it's definitely geared towards more people playing video games.
Sure,
I follow a couple of people that do cooking shows, so.
Yeah, like I know on Twitch you could stream anything. There's people who literally have a Twitch stream just for chatting. Like, they literally get on and they just talk.
Yeah.
Or they go on a rant
We honestly could do that for this podcast.
You could. Possibly. There's people that do hot tub streams now, which is a big thing and a big no-no on... I mean, as a streamer, like a legit like streamer, people are not liking the hot tub streams because they had this issue in the past where people would wear bikinis on stream.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they would only wear them because, you know, you could... potentially grab more guys,
of course.
Which is the audience base of Twitch. More guys would gravitate towards that just to see,
right?
You know,
yeah, for sure.
And so now,
That's not what I meant. But I was totally on board with what you were saying, affirming that.
Oh, you're affirming the hot tub Twitches. That's what you're saying. Like you want
next
to watch
question,
this.
Please.
I totally see how that's like a grab for an audience. I mean, Isaac would get suckered into that for sure.
So now there's like a push and pull with it because now people are saying, "Hey, I'm in a hot tub, so the only way I can play video games from a hot tub is if I wear a bikini." So then it fits because now I have to wear a bikini because why would I go into a hot tub with my clothes on? You know,
I would actually watch that with the clothes on just to see like how awkward that is for them.
Okay, now what I really want to see.
Maybe I will do something.
Yeah,
like
no.
Why
it's stopping you from doing this?
No, I really want to see. Okay, I was about to say I really want to see you in a hot tub. But that sounds weird.
With a turkey head on.
Yes, I want to see you in a hot tub. Yeah, like if you're in a hot tub with the turkey helmet on and you're still playing games, I will literally watch.
I'm sure, Rodney,
I do watch your stream sometimes.
I'm sure Rodney wouldn't mind you borrowing the hot tub.
He actually likes watching me stream. So
nice. That's awesome.
I think he's watched me secretly twice.
Nice. So. Oh, secretly.
Yeah. I don't think he goes on there and goes, "Hey, what's up?"
He's the guy making the Candace jokes?
It could be. He probably picks a lot of it from the streets, you know.
Oh my gosh.
As a police officer. So probably.
Yeah. For reference, there, Rodney is Jordan's father-in-law. So
yep.
For those who didn't know,
very supportive on Facebook. So
sweet.
He always drops a like.
Nice. So,
that's awesome.
You've always got the family members, man.
Yeah, yep. I've actually watched your streams back when you had about 3 people viewing, and I was one of them. And actually, like, it would only count as 1 viewer, but I would literally have it in my living room with Marcus and with Chris and with Justice, and we would watch you.
Yeah, the IP only can grab 2 stream or 2 viewership at a time. So if you're streaming and then you want to go view somebody, that counts as 2.
Wow.
Or if you want to view 2 different people, that counts as 2. So
yeah, but I just had you on my living room TV. But I mean, we were all there watching you game for a bit.
I mean, that's the one thing about Twitch is they can't calculate how many people are actually watching you in a place.
So hypothetically,
I could be 50 viewership right now, but I only average about 15. So
okay,
which is good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. I mean, that's a decent average.
For sure.
I mean, we average around that per podcast listen. I'm pretty sure we only have like 30 listens on each episode.
Yeah. We're not that big.
No, we're not.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
That's true. Sure. That's true. Maybe we need to start a TikTok, Jason.
Maybe.
We should dive more into TikTok. I love to talk about TikTok, so.
Really?
Want to.
So you're a big TikToker. That's so funny because being a younger generation, Jason and I actually don't like it that much.
Well, you know what? I've had so many people tell me that I would like it because there's a lot of cool content. And people say it's similar to Instagram content. And like because I'm a musician or we're musicians, people say the musical community there is like really entertaining and really cool. And dude, I loved Vine when Vine was out. And if it's anything like Vine, I'll probably like it. Like I've been willing to give it a chance. It's just like... It's just annoyed me with what I have seen.
I would say Instagram is a safer place to view content from currently. TikTok, it's always weird because I'm always worried like if I, you know, I open up TikTok and my wife's behind me, something bad could show up on the screen. Because what it does is it basically it has this thing where it has two different categories. It's what we think you would like and what do you follow. So it doesn't stay on the what you follow. It always goes to what we think you'll like.
Right.
And a lot of that content is women, you know, trying to get out there.
Oh,
in a way where they use their bodies or, you know, whatever to get what they need to get viewership. So
right. Yeah, that's another thing that I was about to say when we were talking about the hot tub, actually, because you mentioned, like, oh, I'm in a hot tub, so I'm definitely going to wear a bikini, and inevitably that's going to get men viewership because, obviously, men love women. But even without the hot tub, women tend to still kind of dress in an appealing way.
Yeah, there's a TikTok that I made that's like a mockery of one of the female TikToks, which is kind of funny. It doesn't get good viewership on mine, of course, but it's
sure.
because yeah. The TikTok is basically the one video I did was it's basically you take your hand and you hit it against the screen to like cover it up.
Yeah,
like and a transition.
And there's like a music track that it's right. like I'm So Pretty, I think it's called. And so what they do is they have like usually the girl like will show her face. She's like not makeup on. Her hair is a mess. Whatever. She's in bad clothes. She makes herself look bad. She hits the phone and then shows herself. And then she's like wearing, you know, a skimpy dress or, you know, bikini or her face is all done really nice. And you're like, and then she goes, I'm so pretty. I'm so pretty. And then you're like, it's supposed to, you know, it captures a lot of likes and stuff. So sure. I did one.
I think I saw it actually. I know what you're talking about.
And I'm like trying to figure it out. Like I'm hitting it, trying to figure out how this thing works. And I, you know, time it right. And then I turn it to the turkey farmer.
So. Yeah. Wearing a dress, a skimpy dress.
No, I'm just wearing a turkey farmer. And I'm just going, and I like show off my beak, you know? So
I think I've seen that. Did you put it on your Instagram?
Oh, yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, I think that's fun. Where I saw it.
By the way, just shout out your Instagram right now. What's your gamer
hand? At turkey farmer.
Yeah, go ahead and list all of them. We'll do it again at the end, and we'll put it in the caption of the episode. But
yeah, Twitter is at TurkeyFGaming. So I just take the farmer, and I made it just an F because somebody took Turkey Farmer, which was kind of weird.
Lame.
An actual turkey farmer.
Just yeah, an actual turkey
farmer. Showing off his livestock.
I've disappointed a lot of people. So some people actually came on my stream, and they're like, you farm turkeys, right? I can connect with that. And I'm like, I have farmers in my family. I don't necessarily, you know, turkey farm. So,
well, real quick, what's the rest of them?
Facebook is just Turkey Farmer Gaming altogether, and then Twitch is Turkey Farmer, you know.
Cool.
And then Instagram. I don't usually use Instagram for Twitch streams or anything like that. I use it for more personal family life.
Okay.
If people want to just be, you know, update on my family life, see my kids, you know, me taking them out to like ice cream places or whatever. Hmm. That one's just Turkey Farmer.
So. Nice. Cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. So moving on.
You have been in the cinematography.
Yes. Yep.
Business for how long?
About 10 years.
That's your quote unquote job right now. Or that's what you do?
It's more my like side job as of right now, because I do wedding videography. I've been doing that for 7 years. So
Nice. Yeah, so I could totally see how you could gravitate to something like TikTok. If anything, it's just like short form video.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I created a couple of Vines back in the day, and one of them went off. But you know, when Vine went down, I just was kind of like, there's gonna be something. It's just a matter of when. So.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it was such a good form of media, and I remember TikTok way back when no one cared about it, it used to be called like Musical.ly, right?
It was
Musical.ly,
sister like app or something like that.
Yeah, I remember I was like, oh, okay, it's just geared toward music. I mean, that's kind of cool, but I'm not gonna use it. But then TikTok just blew up.
It was like just a bunch of lip syncing videos.
Yeah,
and you know the thing with Vine, it was connected with Twitter. Like Twitter created Vine, and then people actually liked Vine more than Twitter, and it took away a lot of viewership off Twitter. Yep. So they were like, we can't have that, so we got to kill Vine. Mm-hmm. That's why Vine died. So
that sucks.
Rip Vine. That was such a great time period, man.
So many memes, like
a lot of stars came from it. Like King Bash. Yeah. I just watched Greenland, and he's in that.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So King Bash
and David
the Logan Paul and
oh my
Jake
gosh.
Paul.
Yeah, yeah. Who's that? David Borbig or whatever his name is.
Somebody.
Dobrik, yeah, whatever.
Was it Guy Perfect? Is it Guy Perfect or
Dude Perfect?
Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect. They came from that too. They used Vine, and then went to YouTube after that, which is a good move
because they blew up.
Everybody lands in YouTube eventually. So
yeah, and now it's okay. This is another thing. Do you see a lot of streamers use OnlyFans, like that are not okay? Because OnlyFans has such a stipulation with it, and it's that it's like it is only used for like sexual content. But
what's OnlyFans?
You don't know what OnlyFans is?
I've heard of it, but I've never used it.
Okay, so it's not that popular in the streaming community because a lot of times it's. Have you heard of Patreon?
Yes, I've heard.
Okay,
of Patreon.
It's similar to like that was started with the like. Patreon gave birth to the idea of also OnlyFans, to where people can pay a subscription to view the people's personal lives and like subscribe to like see things that normally people don't post on like Twitch or YouTube or like a Patreon thing.
Yeah.
But right now it's been turned into something super not what it was intended for. But
do people have an OnlyFans for non-sexual content? Because I mean that's literally the only thing I've heard.
Yeah,
that it's used for.
I mean that's what it's grown into. But
they, before was it not marketed as?
It was meant for fans of people such as like large YouTubers or popular streamers to get a little closer to the people who they follow and kind of create a better like viewer
community
with the streamer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's but, like exclusive content.
Right, yeah. And it's, well, that's not, what,
not,
that's what it is now.
Not explicit content.
But now it's explicit
content. Yeah, yeah, so it's weird. I just thought maybe some streamers take use of that.
I don't know any streamers in my realm of kind of streamers that I follow. They mainly use TikTok. I would say TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. And then some do Instagram. But I feel like you have to master three. Like really good before adding a fourth or, nobody uses Facebook, honestly.
Yeah.
No, so. I don't think I've opened my Facebook in maybe about 6 months and my grandma is probably furious with me.
Yeah, I haven't used it in years, honestly. So one thing that's actually really funny is that when I tried searching you on Twitch the first time, you know, I just typed in Turkey Farmer. There's another stream called Turkey Farm where it's literally a live camera on someone's turkey farm. And they're from like Iran or something.
Maybe that's why people get confused if I'm a turkey farmer or not.
Maybe. So. I thought it was hilarious. Like when we tried searching you up, there's literally a live feed of someone's turkey farm.
Have people been confused? Like when they come into your comment section, they're just like, wait, what the heck? That's what I was expecting.
And some people bring up the fact that I'm working at, I'm wearing a turkey head, but I'm a turkey farmer. So then I get the question, my number two question after, are you an actual turkey farmer? Is does wearing a turkey head make you a cannibal? Like,
or are you?
Does it make you some kind of god turkey?
Or are you just a slave owner?
Or
like,
am I just like some creepy dude who wears turkey heads after I, kill him or whatever.
Or you are a turkey, but you're corralling your own kind and keeping them locked away at a farm.
That's what I tell them. I'm farming.
So many like conspiracy theories.
The people that play against me, you're the turkeys, really.
Okay.
I'm farming you. I'm destroying you. So
clever. I get it.
So.
Okay. That makes a little more sense.
Well, yeah, let's tangent into movies because we keep almost talking about it, but we keep going back to Twitch.
Okay. You mentioned Mortal Kombat because we actually talked about it. I like that movie a lot. It was cheesy, and it was basically what I expected it would be. But did you like it only because it was kind of like... the whole kid thing.
I mean, no one watches it for the story. You watch it for the
fights. That is the epitome of a bro movie. You don't watch it for the story.
See, that's one thing about movies is like, I'm really big in cinema stuff, and I like to see movies, try to do the best that they can with the content that they're given. The fight scenes for me are really good, but there's just... with that kind of movie, there it was just too long. I don't know how long it was. I think it was like 2 hours and 20 minutes.
It was a lot longer than what I thought.
And I think the movie needed to be shorter. When you have a movie that's really just focused on fight scenes, and then if you try to focus on a story,
right.
You know the story's going to suck.
Yeah.
And everybody knows it's going to suck.
Right.
You're forcing them to watch your sucky, in between storyline points that really don't amount to anything.
Yeah, so. I guess like in the movie, the whole family arc with the main character, like they tried to build like the like a familial.
Are they really a family? Because yes. They don't really love each other. Like a clan. Really. It's like, hey, I'm with you.
Yeah,
that's our daughter, I think. You know, yeah. Like
yeah. So I mean, that was dry, but. What was bad about Mortal Kombat movies in the past is that the story, like, because they're based off of video games, so people don't know, but the story is so intricate and ridiculous and so convoluted that in the past, the old movies were so rushed and so bad. They were done poorly to begin with. Like, the overdubs didn't even match mm-hmm. their mouths and stuff like that. But they had to rush it so much that it was like, what the heck is going on? This is ridiculous. So I kind of appreciated how long it was, but it was exactly as I expected. Like, it's not in my top 10 movies, but...
So is it hard for you to just, like, sit down, grab, like, a cider? You like cider, right?
Yeah, I like okay. cider. I like Angry okay. Orchard.
Yeah, Angry Orchard. So is it hard for you to just, like, sit down with an Angry Orchard and just put on a Nicolas Cage movie? Because we do that often. Because we can honestly pull up any Nicolas Cage movie and enjoy it.
I'm in the Keanu Reeves movies right now.
Okay, it's just like, okay.
You well, know, like, my wife always pops up. She's like, you want to watch Speed? I'm like,
well,
what's up with you and Speed?
Like, you know, dividing them up, Keanu movies are just that much better than Nicolas Cage movies just as a on a actor basis. But
I like the John Wick movies. They're entertaining.
They're good. Yeah, they're good. Yeah, my they're wife good. Likes them too, which is, you know, rare.
So nice, yeah.
The violence is really, you know, she doesn't actually mind violent movies. It's just the swearing. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, I actually had a movie marathon with your wife.
Oh,
you can just say Sarah. You can just say Sarah. You know, it's like.
Dang, if y'all are watching movies like together, why not just a first name basis? Like, come on.
So she didn't go and get her nails done.
It was before y'all were married, and yes, obviously we're just friends.
What did we just uncover on the podcast?
Okay, I've known
He's
Sarah.
Crying now.
Are you stealing my movie, buddy?
I've known Sarah for years. Sarah's brother is one of my best friends for reference. Making me sound like a terrible person.
No, you sound like the jerk on this one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, your wife, she wasn't getting her nails done, dude. We were watching all the Alien movies. That's what I was gonna say.
She does like Alien.
So. Yeah, there was a day where their entire family, the entire Stovall family, we watched every single Alien movie, and it was quite the journey.
I've never seen an Alien movie.
The Stovall family likes zombie movies, alien yep. movies, werewolf movies, yep. and vampire movies.
Yeah.
So, and shark movies like Jaws, of course.
Oh,
so.
Jaws is a classic, though.
It's another thing I was going to ask you about. Now, this is another tangent. The Stovall family goes down in history as being one of the most board game...
The most boring people.
Yeah, most boring people on the planet. No, they board game-oriented family. Is that something that you had to adapt to? Or is that... Because they play board games all the time. It feels like when I'm around the Stovall family, which, I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just they're always playing some type of board game.
Yeah, I think Jackson's the centerpiece of that.
Yeah, for sure.
He always has a new board game. Like, every time I used to go over to Rodney's and there would be an Amazon package. And when Jackson actually still lived there... it would always be a board game in that package. And I was like, oh, yeah. What board game did you get this time? Is it, you know, like Boggle, the remastered version or something?
I actually think that Rodney today actually mentioned that there was a package from Amazon waiting at his house for Jackson. That's probably another board game.
Yeah, he literally did mention that, actually.
He might not be delivering the board games to Molly's, you know,
yeah.
to their apartment
yes, Molly,
anymore.
Molly's so. Like, what the heck is this, Jackson? Another one? Really?
Is that where our money's going, Jackson? Yeah. That's what Molly sounds like, yeah. by the way.
hopefully she doesn't listen
to
this.
Oh, no.
She won't. Nah, she's busy taking
no
pictures.
Woman will ever listen to this podcast. They'd hate it.
I have a pretty big influence out there, so I'm just saying.
Oh, all right. Yeah, hey, shout us out. I mean, we're shouting
yeah.
you out.
Yeah.
please. I was actually going to make you. We need it.
I was actually going to make you like a command on the stream. So like there'd be like a timer, and it would just be like, hey, the new podcast is out. Come check it out.
Hey, oh, sick. You
know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
And it would just run like every, I don't know, maybe hour or something. It would pop in. So it's not like, hey, so it's, really watch us, you know?
It's like a, what do they call that? Like during TV shows, like where.
Yeah, it's like a header.
It pops
up in the chat. And
okay,
just,
cool.
You know, it basically takes up space on the chat and they, and you know, people watching the chat, they go, ooh, there's a podcast.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
Do that in, Yeah, we'll call this one the turkey tangent.
The turkey tangent.
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. So what are some of your favorite movies, or what is your like definition of a good film? Point to a movie and be like, this hits all the marks for me if there's one.
If I'm going into a film that I expect to be like really good, like Oscar worthy, I always refer to it as the like Nolan standard. You know, it's got to have the best epic soundtrack. It's got to have some thriller elements. I like thriller and action movies and suspense movies. I don't really draw towards I do like comedies, but I don't expect them to be Oscar worthy whatsoever. And romance movies, no, heck no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Nolan standard. It has to have the good score. It's got a good cast. It's, you know, it's Nolan script basically. And, you know,
that's just any Nolan film.
Pretty much any Nolan film. the ones of late, like I saw Tenet and I thought it was all right. Like it wasn't one of his better ones. It was good, but it's kind of muddy.
Yeah.
At some parts. So you're like, what is going on now? Like, what's this added element here? And
I know what you mean. There were a few points in the film where I was like, okay, like, it just feels a little weak here for some reason, but I still liked it. It's hard for me to dislike a Christopher Nolan film. He's one of my favorite directors. Although Dunkirk, I was mad about
Dunkirk. Yeah, it's one movie I haven't seen yet, and I'm still debating to watch it. I always go back to, like, his Insomnia, Memento, even Inception, I think maybe might have been his peak.
Yeah,
you know,
Inception's one of my favorite movies, and Memento was really good.
Yeah,
but yeah, and he did great with all the Dark Knights, I think.
And then my other side of movies that I like are going to be the ones that are more like they're more focused on entertaining. And they're not like, you're not expecting the good script, like kind of like Mortal Kombat. You know, it's supposed to be entertaining, and you're going to be like, ooh, that was such a great fight scene. Or like I like to refer to as Infinity War is my favorite out of all the Marvel movies.
Sure.
Is by far the best, in my opinion. Even though Endgame's a really close second, it's still not as good as Infinity War, in my opinion. But other ones would be like 21 Jump Street, you know. It's a movie I can go back and watch it over and over and still laugh at the stupid jokes or
Nacho
whatever.
Nacho Libre.
So.
That's Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre. There, you can throw that one in there.
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod is actually one I just saw with my wife when we were first dating. And I am like, do you want to watch Hot Rod? And she's like, yeah. And then after like the 10th time I asked her, like, do you want to watch Hot Rod? And she's like, what's up with your obsession with this movie? And I'm like, you like it more than me now. And I'm like, yes, I do. Dude, I like Andy Samberg.
I know Andy Samberg is so funny. I love Hot Rod. Anything Andy Samberg does is hilarious. He's so funny. But we were actually talking about Endgame last podcast, pretty sure.
Oh yeah, Thanos did nothing wrong. Have you heard about that movement? I'm a firm follower, and I'm an advocate for that movement.
Yeah, it's. I mean, in that movie, he doesn't do anything wrong, really, and especially in Infinity.
Thank you.
Infinity War, he doesn't do anything wrong in his eyes. I mean,
well, in his eyes, yeah.
Okay, but if you had the Infinity Gauntlet, and you were basic, you got to put it. Oh my word! I can't believe we're going back into this, but here's my stance on what he did.
Oh my gosh! Okay, here we go.
The hardest things to do require the bravest people. And what did you say?
It's his quote. He says, I'm the only one with the strength to do it, or something like that. Is that what it was?
Require the strongest sacrifice. The
strongest will.
Strongest will to do the hardest things. And I don't think if there was a universe to where that had to happen in our realm, I honestly think that that wouldn't be a bad route to go.
So I think he's advocating for genocide?
No, because that's only in one race.
Have you watched Walking Dead?
Up to like season 4, and then I was just like, eh.
Okay. Well, like Negan is kind of similar in that case. Like if you double cross him, you're done. You know?
Oh, that's his philosophy.
Or like I'm gonna take everything from you. You know, I'm gonna take half of everything, and if you come at me, you're done. So like, and I warned you. So I'm like, is he at fault here? And you know.
But see, there's the thing between. It's like he's not evil. Thanos is not evil. He is like a chaotic neutral.
Well, it like
he's thinking military. honestly.
Yeah.
The less casual. It's like those movies where they're like, we can, have you seen the new Army of the Dead on HBO Max?
Did that just come out?
Did that come out?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to watch that. I thought it was Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Yeah, my wife thought it was on HBO Max, but it's on Netflix. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we need to watch that.
Yep.
Let's watch that.
This isn't a spoiler. So they're dropping a nuke on the city. It's right at the beginning of the film. They're going to drop a nuke on it because, you know, there's zombies in the city, whatever. Okay. So, you know, you're wiping out that area.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be a bad one. There might be a different movie where they have that scenario where they can save tons of lives if they drop a nuke on people.
That's literally Infinity War. That's literally the first Avengers movie.
So there you go.
Well, the whole thing about Thanos is like, isn't his backstory on his planet, they ran out of resources and his people started dying out. And
they called him a madman for giving him the solution.
He wanted to kill half the population so that they could retain the resources and survive, because overpopulation leads to overconsumption.
Yep.
But so Thanos was applying that to the universe. He's like, hey, like, the universe can't sustain all this life because we're stripping it of all of its resources. Right. So it was like kind of like environmentalist, but then also like
it's extremist
for sure.
But here's so people argue, I'm sorry that we're going into this, I don't want to take too much time onto this, but people argue that you can just increase the amount of resources but the planet stays the same size. So I mean, like, we're still going to have the problem eventually because people continue to populate.
Maybe in our realm, I mean, but if we talk about the Avengers and everything, couldn't they just, you know, open a portal to other realms?
Well, now they could do that again.
Resources, you know?
I don't know.
That's out there now. It's going to be happening in Doctor Strange 2. You know, I forget what it's called. It's something about realms or whatever.
Oh, are you excited for the new, are you a Guardians fan?
Oh, I love the Guardians.
Yeah.
I have a Guardians outfit, actually. You know about it, right?
Outfit?
Remember, no. I have the whole Star-Lord built out of a phone.
You do?
Yeah. I think I remember.
I have a whole Star-Lord helmet, and I have his jacket. It's a replica jacket from Japan.
I had to go
3X on that because, you know, the Japanese wear, you know, with smaller clothing. So,
oh, wow.
I went 3X on that and it's still pretty like tight. So, but,
dang.
I did Star-Lord a couple times. But I love that movie. I like the first one the best. So.
Yeah, me too. The first one's awesome. I actually have the soundtrack on vinyl. Yeah. So it's cool.
Jackson does too.
Yeah, it's one of my beloved. I got it first, by the way. He copied me. But it's one of my beloved vinyls. And we actually have a buddy who has a Star-Lord tattoo on his thigh.
I know him.
Yeah, it's actually a really good piece. He was on the podcast briefly, actually. Awesome. It's Matt Brown. We called him. He was on air for a bit.
He gave us the worst topic to ever talk about.
We tried to be, in that episode, as off the cuff as possible. Mm. So we called a random friend and it ended up being him. And we were like, hey, tell us what to talk about on our podcast. And he said, ex-girlfriends. And then we had to talk about ex-girlfriends. Oh, no. Yeah.
It was not our best podcast.
No, that episode is called The Forbidden Tangent.
Is that the one that's not going to get published? Or?
Oh, no, that one was published. I wanted that one published. If you go listen to it.
Okay, the one that was never going to get published, we briefly talked about that in another episode, but yeah, no, we're not going to publish that one. No, but we did say if anyone wants a copy of it, email us.
We will gladly give you the copy of the unpublished Temper Tangent podcast, but
email us at tempertangentpodcast@gmail.com if you want to comment.
You may get denied depending on who you are.
Yeah, depending on who you are.
Anyways, is there anything that you wanted to bring to the tangent or into the... a lot of the times, Jason and I will bring something up that we're like annoyed about or like we're upset about or like... like there's just something on your mind that you want to get up that you want to like ask a question about, and then we kind of just dive into it.
That's kind of where the name The Temper Tangent came from, but really
anything. Let's see. I got something for Twitch. I mean, this is gonna sound kind of like, I don't want to say like douchey, but it's gonna come
I do that
out
all the
that
time,
way.
Man.
So do you think everybody should stream? People that like they want to stream. And I have a hard time telling people no, because, you know, I don't want to crush their dreams of being streamers and stuff. But there's some people that just think it's easy to come out, perform. It's really a performance. It's like WWE or, you know, like something live where it's like there is a little script, but sometimes it goes off the cuff, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you just have to be really fluent on the mic, and you just have to be really engaging. And some people, when they just jump into streaming, they're just like, I'm going to sit on the couch. I'm just going to just chill here and play video games. I'm not going to have anything that I can connect with. I'm just going to, you know, have a terrible voiceover when I talk. I'm going to be like munching on Cheetos or something. And it's really hard to tell those people, like, because their dream is, you know, I want to be affiliate. That's the ultimate goal, is to be affiliate, then go to partnership with Twitch. But some people, I honestly think they just can't, they shouldn't stream. So, but what's your take on it?
Okay, so we have a mutual friend, Isaac, who actually Twitch stream.
Yeah.
But they literally, like, they don't say anything. All they do is, like, play a game. They're, like, not entertaining. They're just playing their game, and you get the occasional cough or the, like, sniff, but they're just there. And it's like, why do you even have a mic? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So it's very strange. It's like, okay, are you going to do anything else, like, appealing? Like, what's an incentive to continue
watching
sitting,
you? They're just sitting there, just crafting the whole time.
or playing Fortnite or something. But real quick, before we start talking about that, do you mind explaining this to me? Because I'm out of the Twitch world. But what happens when you become a Twitch affiliate? Exactly.
So when you become a Twitch affiliate, that's when you can start doing subs. Mm. I'm not sure. It's like, I think it's 100 followers you have to hit. You have to hit 100 followers and then also have like 3 average viewers per stream. And you have to do that over 30 days. So you can't just come in and like day one drop with 100 people watching you and, you know, get your affiliate, because people have been trying to do that for a while. So that you just can't do that. And you have to also stream for a certain amount of hours too.
Okay.
So you have to stream, I think it's for like 25 hours or something over 7 different days within 30 days.
Interesting. And so, then the next step up is a partnership.
The partnership is 75 average viewers. So you have, it goes from 3
to 75.
75 average viewers. And you have to have, I think it's 10,000 followers. So I've hit the 10,000 followers. I've hit, you know, because I'm at 17,000 followers, and I've also hit the amount of streaming time you have to do, which is, I think it's 45 hours.
But is it the average
or
14 viewership?
Days? So
is it the average viewership you have left?
The average viewership is 75, which is it's outlandish, but. You know, that's just how it is, because they don't want everyone to be a partner.
Right.
What are the perks of being a partner?
You get a paycheck. So basically, Twitch will give you a paycheck. Like, it's a monthly paycheck that you can almost survive on it, I guess. Or you can basically then focus on doing it full time.
Interesting.
Where you don't have to do it like as a secondary side job. So
interesting. So, I mean, I guess that makes sense why the requirements for that are so stringent, because, like, they're cutting you some paychecks, so you got to be bringing content that's going to keep drawing people back in.
You also get, like, there's a carousel that's on the top of Twitch. Once you'll see it when you go to Twitch page, you'll see a carousel that goes around, and there's people, you know, I don't know, playing with their cats or whatever, or, you know, playing chess or painting or whatever they're doing, and they're on that carousel because they're partnered. So they have 75 people watch them, average. Or more, and they get the priority. They can be recommended to you as well. So if you're like really big into watching Nick Merckx, Tim the Tapman's in that realm as well. So he'll be recommended to you for you to watch. So
interesting. Okay,
so you get more perks with the activity like that. So
that makes a lot more sense, because I was totally lost in that world. Yeah. But to answer your question, man, that's hard. I feel like, why not go ahead and let them do it? Because they're just not going to attract the viewership. But if they're continuing to have like a cocky attitude where they're like, yeah, why isn't anyone like watching my Twitch? Like, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. It's like, dude, you're not doing it because you're not entertaining. Right. Like, it's like TV.
Yeah, I mean, it can go for anything, really. It's the same thing as a podcast or doing music. Should you? Like, for a podcast, it requires a certain person, or it requires a certain skill set. For twitching, or dang it, for streaming, I'm sorry, for twitching, it requires a certain skill set. You got your nerves got to be all messed up. No, but like for streaming, sorry, but for streaming, it requires a certain skill set. You have to be entertaining. You have it's an entertainment business. We like it's an entertainment genre. So
genre.
It's really there's something that somebody has that they are good at. Everybody has something that they're good at. Try to find what that is and focus on that. You have to be an adult and say, okay, this isn't really for me.
Yeah, no, that's what I think. So there's a couple of people in my group of people that have, there's another thing I want to bring up, which is called follow for follow. And I think it's a bunch of baloney, because the idea behind follow for follow is you send me a follow and I will send you a follow. Mm-hmm. And even though I may not like your content, I'm going to give you a follow. Mm-hmm. And so with that concept is we're putting a false belief into people saying, hey, you're actually good at your stuff. And so we're now feeding into this like follow for follow.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you may have like, you know, like for me, like it, that's the one thing from the Lucci raid or the Lucci. It wasn't really a raid. It was a more of like a follow bomb that led to a TikTok follow bomb. The backlash that I've like the basically aftermath of that whole thing is now adjusting to the reality of, you know, none of these people really, really looked at my content and really enjoyed it. They were just told. And now I'm getting this where it's like, it's almost not like, it's kind of depressing a little bit. It's more like, it's kind of going down a dark thing. But I mean, it's more like, I've talked to other people that have this issue too, where it's like, now you start seeing the decline.
Mm.
Like after the month of like, ooh, that was so awesome. You got followed and TikTok's dropping and you're like, you're on the mountaintop, you know. Now you're getting to a spot where you've hit the mountaintop and now people are going, yo, don't send me a follow, you know, don't send me a notification at like 8 a.m. because I'm sleeping. Or they come in, they watch and go, wait, this guy's playing Minecraft? I didn't follow him because of Minecraft.
Mm,
or right. I only followed him because I wanted to support Lucci. And Lucci won't know if I just unfollow.
Right.
So now I'm seeing the decline, which is, you know, some people, there's still some increase because people see the TikTok and they go, I'm going to go follow that guy because he's wearing a freaking turkey head.
Yeah.
But then there's all those, also the other people where they're like, yeah, the turkey heads, you know, it's cool, but, you know, I'm a Twitch streamer as well and you're not following me, so I'm not going to follow you now. And so it's like slowly declining.
Politics.
So it's like, that's why I can't support everyone to go stream because, you know, not everyone's entertaining or know, everyone hasn't found their like little niche.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So if you're a boring person, just don't even go close to streaming. That's what he's trying to say.
Unless you can be very good with like cooking. Like that's, I think that's a cool thing. Like people watch all these cooking shows on HGTV or whatever, you know, like the Discovery Plus just came out, you know, I think it was like 3 months ago. So there's a bunch of cooking shows on there. But I think this is a great avenue for people on Twitch.
Yeah.
If they're really good at cooking, like there's tons of people looking for cooking shows. So if you're really good at cooking, you should just focus on cooking.
Yeah.
There's some people in my community, I'm not going to say names, they do like cooking and, you know, video games, but they might not be good at video games.
Do they do cooking video games?
No, but that, see, that's an avenue they could go down.
Right, yeah.
Overcooked kind of, too.
And oh my kind gosh.
Of connect the theme of, you know, their stream. I mean,
cooking simulator?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people playing Warzone. Like,
oh, yeah.
So saturated.
What do you think is, what's putting you above Nick Merckx or even like,
exactly,
you know, some other people that I know that are like, I got this guy. I got this one guy. His name's Sweaty Pedals. We can talk about him if you want. Yeah, go follow Sweaty Pedals on Twitch. He's a guy from Minnesota, and he decided one day he was just not happy with life, and he just said, you know, I'm gonna go and, you know, he's part of a band and everything. So he's like, I like to take front stage. I like to be, you know, in front of cameras. I like to be, you know, under the lights, whatever. And so he's like, I'm gonna just do Twitch. You know, I'm just gonna try it out and see what I can do. And you know, just put my heart and soul into it, you know. And so he basically combined his rock band element, brought it on, and what he does also, he does fitness, and he brings fitness into his stream, you know.
Hmm.
And he's on a bike while he's playing Warzone, pedaling away.
That's, I can show you pedals. This guy. That's awesome.
He is a guy I connected to, and so we're like going to try to maybe collaborate down the road if it's possible. But he's got his little niche, which is, you know, pedaling away. And he's also got a little goal up at top where he's like, I've done this many push-ups today, and this is what I have left to do for the year. And so, you know.
Oh, the year. A yearly goal.
Yearly goal. Like, he's like, I got to reach this. Otherwise, I got to do something for y'all at the end of the year. And he also has like a little heart pump thing.
Oh, like a heart rate monitor?
Yeah. And it basically, he has got like a watch on or something. You know, like I forget, like an Apple Watch or something. And it's basically tracking his heart while he's, you know, pedaling away and playing Warzone.
That's a cool idea. Yeah, so, that's a pretty cool idea.
And then he also combines like his rock music into it. So when somebody drops like a follow, he screams out, "Yeah, yeah!" And there's like guitars and like down, 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 down.
That's awesome. And then
he always goes, "Yo, turkey farmer, thank you for the follow, man. I'm gonna get myself a little turkey, man. I'm gonna get myself a little turkey boy." Yeah.
I love it.
And he sings. He sings because he's a lead singer of a band. And so,
okay, that's cool.
It's pretty awesome, you know?
Yeah.
So no, you have to find your connections.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very interesting. There's actually a lot of musicians that I know that have gone to Twitch and they've just done like live music things and it's gotten really popular.
Our very own Jacob Martin has done that.
Yeah, he started gaming, but I'm talking about like these bands, these well-known bands and like guitarists who literally get on Twitch and they just jam and they shred and like people shout out like songs to do and they just play the songs on the fly and they still game too sometimes and they just get connected with other gamer musicians too or like these awesome guitar virtuosos that just so happen to game as well. Like Misha Mansour from Periphery, the dude from Trivium is huge into Twitch and the dude from Dragon Force too. That shredder, yes. that Asian shredder guy. Yeah. He's crazy. But no, they're huge on Twitch and they talk about their interests in cars and music and it fits in and it's a very personable way to get to know them and to get to know their fan base and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a great avenue to just do whatever.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have the wrong idea of Twitch where they think they think they can be the next Tim the Tap Man or they can be the next Nick Merckx or, you know, whoever is on Top Summit, you know. And that's totally far fetched because those three guys, I don't know about Nick Merckx, but I know Tim the Tap Man, like when he started when Twitch was younger and people didn't really know what people were looking for on Twitch. You know what I mean by that?
Like, right. Yeah. Right.
Like YouTube when, if you remember Smosh, do you remember Smosh on YouTube? So they were one of the first, I would say one of the first people that had their little niche on YouTube and they knew what they were doing. They were creating these really weird, funny videos based on a theme and they were just mocking the crap out of it. You know, Pokemon, if you remember that one, they're beating Pikachu with a belt, you know, and it's whipping it up, whatever. And people loved it. And they were like, we got to continue this because this is our identity on Twitch or on YouTube. And so that's what Twitch became, was people then started finding their identities on Twitch. And, you know, Tim the Tap Man and Nick Merckx, they already collected all their followers. And all they had to do was, you know, bring in Bald Head or, you know, some dad joke vibes or whatever.
Yeah.
Or play really, really good at a game. And they already grabbed that, you know, that was their identity. They already grabbed all that viewership.
Right.
And so all these other people coming in, they think, oh, I just have to be good at the game. I know plenty of people who are good at the game.
Who can't?
But they can never connect with their followers or engage with their followers because they can't speak or they can't.
Yeah,
no.
You got to have like a personality.
Their stream doesn't really have any good vibes or personality, like you said.
Yeah, so. That makes sense. Yeah. Well, I definitely know that you got that personality, and and you're good at games. So I've seen you play.
Yeah,
not bad.
I'm not bad.
No,
I actually played with, if you know who Cloak Z is.
I don't.
No, sorry.
Cloak ZY. I played a game with him, and it was like an early morning on Rebirth. You know, Warzone has that Rebirth Island.
Oh yeah, dude,
it's so
Isaac,
great.
We should play
that's
that.
Why I play a lot.
It's Warzone, but as long as you have a team member alive, you can come back in.
Yeah.
Huh.
They spawn back in, and then there's like a timer where it will cut off the respawns.
Wow. We keep talking about Warzone. If anyone doesn't know what that is, it's a video game. It's Call of Duty, but
it's a battle royale game.
Yeah, and what that is, it's you versus like a few hundred other people, and it's basically last man standing.
Yeah.
If those who didn't know that, but anyway.
But we were playing Rebirth, and I got in a random lobby again with another professional streamer, and his name's Cloak Z. And I beat him in kills, which I was like feeling pumped about. We, you know, we together we got like 12 kills within nice. Like 5 minutes, and people were just landing on us because they were watching him, or they knew he was in the game.
So oh, they were like, they were watching
to kill
the stream
because they're watching
the stream. So that's a thing on Twitch.
Yeah,
you know, there's stream snipers where they will just jump on you to kill you to get their maybe 10 seconds of fame, where they're like, oh, I killed you, man. You know, they'll say their little spiel, or if they get killed, they'll be like, I love you. You know, I've had plenty of people going, turkey, turkey, turkey. No, after they get nice. Killed, you know, it's pretty funny. But yeah, I played with him, and it was, you know, one of those moments I was like, oh crap, I forgot to record. You know, I should have recorded this so I can be like, mm-hmm. throw it on Twitter and be like, yo, I just beat you in this game, dude. I took a screenshot on the site and I sent it to him. And I went to his stream just to talk to him about it. And he acknowledged me in the chat, but didn't say anything other than that. He just nice. Said, what's up, Turkey? Yeah, I remember playing with you. And that was it.
Nice.
But it was pretty funny. So, but yeah, you know, you just have to wait for your moment on Twitch, really.
You cool. got to wait for your moment for anything in life, honestly.
Any social platform, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but what you were saying, that dark note was where you're seeing the decline, you know, like, as long as you're just staying true to what you want to do, then, and if you're having fun with it, then that's fine. Because it is really easy to get lost in the numbers. And I think we actually talked about that in relation to music. Like, we could stress out all day about trying to please someone right. with yeah. music. But yeah. if we make music that we just like, then inevitably other people are going to like it. And I think mm-hmm. that could be something similar to entertainment on Twitch. Like, if you're having fun, then other people are going to gravitate to that fun that you're having. And people are going to like something. Like, mm-hmm. everyone right. likes something on this planet.
Yeah.
You're going to grab someone's attention.
Yeah. But. And I made my first paycheck, which was, you know, from Twitch. That's a pretty big deal for everybody that's, like, trying to get to affiliate and then, you know, having their month of success. You get your first paycheck after, like, $100. Mm-hmm. And so when I hit that first paycheck, I was like, I'm feeling good. It's a good burn. But, yeah, after you get the decline, which I've been going through, is... you know, you're kind of just like weeding out the bad ones. You know, that's what you got to look at it as. You're weeding out the people that don't care, the people that, you know, yeah, they just use you for a little yeah. bit of fame and then they're right. moving on. Now you're getting to the nitty gritty. You're getting to the people that actually want to stay around and the people that actually care about you.
Right.
That kind of, you just have to, you know, focus on that and just, that's what you're going to get. And, you know, that's what you got to be happy about. It's just like, you got actual people that still follow you that really like your stuff.
Yeah. And
you know,
and I'm sure
out the bad turkeys, that's what it is. So
nice. You know, and I'm sure that, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm sure that means more than just having raw numbers.
Yeah.
Because like
yeah.
numbers could just be anything, you know, like you got blown up and like you said, like you're weeding out those bad turkeys. But like if you have people who genuinely are interested in what you do, then I'm sure that is a lot more meaningful.
Makes it more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got a couple like sweaty pedals and, a shout out to Too Tall TV, Too Tall TTV. Both of those guys have been very supportive and have, you know, sent people my way and have, you know, promoted me on their Discord, and I've promoted them on my Discord. And so, you know, there's people that care and aren't going to use you for your fame.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be people that are going to use you for your fame, of course. But I've got a good knit of, you know, probably like 62 people that are on Discord that just, you know, communicate on there. They talk about Warzone, Minecraft. We're setting up a Minecraft server for everybody.
I've been grinding Minecraft, dude. I got back Minecraft into it. Oh, it's so fun. Good. Yes, so good. Thank you.
I'm in the minority here.
Shout out to Geography Joel. Him and I have been grinding, dude. It's
Jason
all we've been
Rich,
doing.
You need to get on Minecraft.
I do.
I've been trying to get him back in. It's so funny watching him play. He's been playing shooters and Halo and everything, and then he's so bad at movement and all of the Minecraft things because it's so different. It's just so funny watching him.
Dude, Minecraft is a game that will never die.
That's exactly true.
I came back to it, and I had to take a look at the Nether update,
yeah,
which I was like, oh, this is probably not gonna be that big. I got in there and I was like,
holy crap. Yeah, seriously,
this thing is amazing, and there's so
Mojang
much going on.
So well.
I just don't know what's going on now, because like it's been, I think it took like a 2-year, 3-year break.
Same.
And there's so much going on now. It's like,
yeah,
after Microsoft like bought them, they've put a lot of work and like gave Mojang tons of money to like make this game amazing even further. So.
Yeah, it's a completely different game. I remember hearing about that game way back when, before it even released, like when it was like an alpha phase.
I played
phase.
Alpha, yeah.
I played alpha too. Like it was a completely different game, a lot more simpler.
Very and like block. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very blocky. And like what was phenomenal to me, I was like, this game looks terrible. Like I was young, so I thought like if anything had good graphics, it must have been a good game. So I was like, this game looks terrible, but this gameplay is like awesome. And I had a blast. And I was so pumped for it to come out. But dude, that thing hit the world stage like nothing else.
Man.
It's like Roblox. Never played Roblox. I cannot speak for it, but it's like that where it's the game doesn't look good, but it probably is good.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people playing Roblox, of course.
Yeah, we talk a little bit of business on this podcast, but Roblox in the past few months released their IPO, which is mm-hmm. their initial public offering, which means that they're now publicly traded on the stock market.
Yep.
They have blown up in the stock market.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Like their initial offering price was ridiculous. I'm about to look this up. Hang on.
Yeah, the Roblox community, it's a bunch of kids, but then now there's a bunch of older people playing it.
Do streamers do it?
There's some people that will do it.
Because I feel like even if you just streamed Roblox, you could get a certain amount of kids watching your stream.
The way I track games on there is for Twitch. Like there's certain types of games on Twitch that you can like stream and have like a good flow of followers watching you, or in viewership watching you. Because there's like a way to track channels and stuff, and you know how many channels are streaming Warzone. It's probably like 3,000 to 4,000 people are streaming it at one time. And then Roblox, you can look at it and it's like 700 people. And you find those like the first page, you can see on the first page, it's like, there's a group of people that are like at 2,000 viewers or 3,000 viewers. Yeah. And then after that first row, it gets down to like 100.
Yeah.
So that's the type, that's the, how I track games is like, if I'm playing, last week we just played 7 Days to Die, if you've ever heard of it.
Yeah.
It's a zombie survival game. I looked on there and I was like, you know what? There's only 80 channels. You know, what's my typical average for viewership? Oh, it's 15. So now I look and I say, ooh, the first row is only 100 people. Second row, 15. Okay, I'm going to be on the second row. People are going to see me if they ever go watch that game or go look for that game. They're going to see me right there. Or if they get bored of any of these other people that are streaming it, they drop into mine because I'm on the same page with them. So.
Right. So real quick, well, first of all, Roblox looks like a total child's game.
It is.
I'm so confused. Okay, so it is actually?
It is a total child's game. It's like Minecraft.
It's kind of like... It's like the online server-based like Club Penguin type thing.
Really?
Where like everybody like comes Gary's together. Mod. Yeah. It's weird. It's like Club Penguin meets Gary's Mod.
Interesting.
It's a social group.
Like, yeah, yeah. It's a social thing.
Gaming, like there's parkour kind of stuff, where it's like, let's make a game out of this or make a hangout out of this place.
Yes.
You know? Well, anyway, right before their IPO, they were valued at around $38 billion with a B. Billion. Who's playing this game?
All 7 to 10-year-olds.
And a lot of countries, too.
That's insane.
Here's another thing is, with the decline of graphics cards in the market, you can't really get a good graphics card right now because it's so overpriced.
Right.
You can play Roblox, on your grandma's PC. You can play it on, like, a integrated graphics card.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You don't need... it's the same with Minecraft. I mean, Minecraft's getting a little bit better with graphics, but... Those games, that's the reason why they're popular, is there's not as many like high recommendations or I think Roblox now is on Xbox, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
So now they're doing crossplay.
Yeah, it's
and that's a huge
like Minecraft.
Like Minecraft, it's a huge moneymaker. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing with Warzone. It's
And Fortnite did that too.
And Fortnite.
And actually Halo just did that too.
So there you go. That's where the money's at.
Yeah.
Is crossplay.
It is.
Because people don't always buy the same system, and if they want to play with their friends, they'll buy your game.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, real quick about the IPO. So they were going to originally open with a stock price of $45, but they ended up with a stock price of $64.50, which is a huge jump. So that means investor took the time to like find a good value for the stock price, but their company ended up being like worth more than that. So they opened up with a higher stock price than what they originally thought they were going to open up with.
It's so crazy. I might buy some stock in that, dude, just to have it.
Well, you should have grabbed an IPO and made a quick buy.
Yeah.
Because that means you would have bought low, but then when they jumped up, like that means as soon as they entered the market, their stock price like got huge.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's
so insane. And it's this child's game. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, man, hey, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
It's been a good talk here today.
Yeah, dude, we're glad to finally have you on. I know we briefly talked about it, but here you are.
Yeah, I'm excited to, you know, talk to you guys about Twitch and stuff. And maybe in the future we can talk more about, you know, movies and TV shows. I mean, I'm a big TV show buff too, so we'll have to do another one.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Second take.
Well, let's do another one. Go ahead and pop your socials and your Twitch again.
My socials are on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/turkeyfarmer. And then Facebook is, I don't really go on that much, but, you know, keep it up there. It's Turkey Farmer Gaming. And then Twitter is Turkey F Gaming. Instagram is Turkey Farmer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I don't really get on that one as much as, either.
Yeah.
And then TikTok is Turkey Farmer. And that one I'm really pushing. And also YouTube is also, we just got our name switched over, so it's Turkey Farmer. So
sweet,
because it was an old the behind the YouTube channel, it was my old cinema like company that I was doing, you know, little shorts and whatnot on it, but it's kind of taken form of more streaming. So
okay,
I've got YouTube videos on there about my hate for Cyberpunk and you know I also am going to try to do more like TV show reviews. I did like the Night Stalker review on there. My thoughts on that show, because I like crime thrillers as well. So
nice.
But yeah, come drop a follow on Twitch.
Everything.
Yeah. On everything.
Sure. Yeah, on everything. Please.
Oh, Discord too. If you go to Twitch, you can get my Discord and join the Turkey Lounge. It's called
Sweet Turkey. Hey, I'll join.
I'm in the process of trying to persuade my wife to make my office like the Turkey Lounge, put some like maybe red drapes in the back.
Yes.
You know, get like a lit up turkey head.
That's sick.
Yes.
Some LED or something.
Come on, Sarah, do it. Come on.
We'll push for it.
Might hang my like lightsabers on the wall. I actually built a lightsaber in Disney World. So.
Sick. Oh, yeah.
I have a purple lightsaber and then I have a Kylo Ren red lightsaber, but the red one would look dope against the back. You know?
That's so sick.
Dude, it sounds like a man cave. Well, thanks for coming on, dude. It was a good time. We'll also have all that information in the description of this episode if anyone didn't catch it or just wanted to copy it or something. But yeah, this has been the Tip Retention Podcast. He's been Isaac.
He's been Jason.
And we got Jordan.
Yeah.
Turkey man, turkey farmer.
Gobble, gobble.
All right, goodbye, everybody. We'll just end it with that.
Goodbye, yep. Gobble, gobble.
It's 12 a.m. and we're showing no signs of stopping. We're turning heads at every place we walk in. It's me, it's you. Pour another.